the 3-minute version of Inagata DeVita by Iron Butterfly. I like the 17-minute version myself. Reminds me of playing baseball. Figure that one out. I dare you. I don't know how to work this stupid thing. Just take it out and throw it on the floor. You know, I'm in a really nasty mood tonight. This is Charles, by the way, democraticfundamentalism.org. I'm not talking about sex when I say I'm in a nasty mood. If I was working at your local TV or radio station, despite my personal mood, what you'd have to hear is something like, "Hi, this is Charles. Welcome to the show. We're going to have a great time tonight." See how easy that is? Just put on a smile. Ain't gonna do it. Was that not gonna do it? I don't get paid for this. It's my website, so I'm just going to let it rip. On the other hand, there's this guy in the White House. He does it all the time, lies to the public, puts on that weird little smile of his, you know, and the one that makes him look like Alfred E. Newman. Then he goes back into the realms of undisclosed locations and threatens our allies, makes excuses to make wars, purposely interferes with investigations of terrorists in a way that allows them the opportunity to attack us. And for what? Oil? To prove to Dad that he's important? He gets angry because a judicial nominee is rejected and declares his outrage that they would do that to a woman. But remember, he ascribes to a fundamentalist religion that would have women take their rightful subservient place in the home. John Ashcroft goes to the religious leaders who support his cause and tells them he'll use every loophole and convolution possible to prosecute those people who dare to speak up against his cause. And he's all right with that because, by golly, the ends justify the means. Heil what? It's not about democracy and justice anymore. It's about an agenda for global domination and classism, the likes of which our founding fathers knew was possible and did everything they could do to make it legally impossible. But the members of Skull and Bones have spent many a year taking over this government, and when they couldn't get it done in a real election, they fixed it. He says this is a nation of laws, and he'll use them. What he isn't saying is that this is a nation of loopholes, and people with evil intent will use them every time to get their way. Just like they did again in the primary elections in Florida. Here we go with Florida again. They get these great touchscreen voting machines, and there's so much trouble and confusion, the polls have to remain open longer again. People are turned away. Last I looked, we're waiting for the final results from Monday's election. Can't help but think the election dates were picked so that the 911 memorials would keep the news departments from reporting it. Just like they raised the terror alert level right before the memorials, he'd all get nervous and rally around the warmongering Bush is going to do at the United Nations. Practically every nation in this world is telling the United States not to take action against Iraq. And what does Bush and company do? They send out their disciples of liars and tell everyone, when it comes right down to it, we don't need anyone else's approval. And that's true, and they're certainly not going to worry about listening to the American people. They never have before. And when other countries get mad and start bombing us because of our Hitler-esque aggression, don't blame me. Blame the guy in the White House. He's causing that. Read Ezekiel. It's all there. Here's one for you. When I started this website, I said I wasn't out to start a religious movement. You know, basically that's still true. I'm going to start a spiritual movement. But I read my Bible every day. It gives me a roadmap to what's going on. And it's all in there. Everything George and company are doing is in there. When I say company, by the way, I'm including the silent partner, France. They're in on it all. They may actually be in charge. Today's reading was the entire book of Ezekiel. George, you ought to read it. You lose. Yeah. Israel, read it, even if you have to borrow a copy. God told me to tell you, you've been deceived. To the government of Israel, stop looking for justifications and stop blaming other people and leaders and countries to cause sympathy for your cause. For the persecution of Palestinians that is no better than your own persecution at the hands of the Germans. Can you imagine somebody coming to this site, clicking on this, and hearing a guy talk about all this stuff? Speaking it into existence. And by the way, to the Palestinians, go ahead and quit on Arafat. Then ask your questions about why he reserves the right to only exclude suicide bombings on civilians. I realize that if everyone just laid down weapons, it would be nice, but it's not going to happen. Not for a few more years, anyway. Not until Israel has been defeated by another army, and I'm not talking about the Palestinians. That army will be an army of somebody they think is their friends. I'm thinking about coming over and helping you all out soon. After the Africa trip, I'm thinking of sticking around your hemisphere to see if we can prevent Armageddon. Got a bed for me? You probably think I'm joking. But if Yasser's read Ezekiel, he knows I'm not. To Saddam Hussein, here's the deal. It's a different deal than the Palestinians. God said to tell you this, too. You can either allow inspections, and Kofi Annan is correct, it should be done in a way that does not create a spy system against you. But let's look at the realities. George wants to attack you one way or the other. Either lay down your arms and allow real inspections, and the world will support your position, or hold on to them, get attacked, and destroyed anyway. It'll only cause the next world war by giving George more propaganda fodder for his agenda. And you may be right that attacking you would be opening up the gates of hell. In fact, you are right. But let Nelson Mandela say it. It's not productive coming from you. The propaganda has you listed as a crazy man. Don't support the idea with more rhetoric. Or at least say something really positive and visionary. Take a deep breath and think about something you like and smile. Let everyone else prove the foolishness that Americans are rarely allowed to hear about. To the people of Israel, your government is delusional. Read your Bibles. Open your eyes. They said, what did he just say? Just see him now. Donnie's surely recording this. Let's see. A line in the song recently used a phrase to describe someone as soft as smoke and as tough as nails. Description I'm going to adopt about myself because it fits. Check your classified files on my father again, Donnie. He's got exactly the same name, so it should be easy to find. I don't go to the old family reunions as often anymore because it's kind of weird for me. They say I look like him, think like him, walk like him, talk like him, and they sit and stare at me. I'm every bit as tough and smart as he was. Every bit. But you already know that, don't you, Donnie? And you're not going to need shortwave. Believe me, it's just going to be useless. Let's see. I tried to tell the folks in Santa Cruz to batten down the hatches, that your friend John would be after them. God bless them. They're as insolent as I am. For those who don't know my old hometown of Santa Cruz, they've decided to defy the federal government. Yay! Regarding medical marijuana, specifically. City leaners plan to join medical marijuana users at a pot giveaway at City Hall next week, hoping to send a message to federal authorities that, in this town, medical marijuana is welcome. The invitation comes 1 week after agents from the Drug Enforcement Agency arrested the high-profile owners of a pot farm and confiscated 130 plants that were being grown legally according to state and local laws. Check out the rest of that story on CNN. Those crazy cruisers. I think I'm going down there because I'm out and I really don't have the money for more. You might think it sounds funny that a guy who claims religion would endorse marijuana, right? But what the heck does that have to do with my faith in God? Using marijuana responsibility has nothing to do with my faith in God or anyone else's. I've known an awful lot of drunk Christians, however, who weren't too pleasant to be around. It's just absolutely loathsome to me that the federal money, energy, and staff time would be used to harass people like this, said Vice Mayor Emily Riley. Why did they have to call her Vice Mayor? Anyway, she and several city council colleagues plan to pass out medical marijuana to sick people from the garden-like courtyard at City Hall on Tuesday. That's the one actually my father used to work on when he was a gardener there. Let's see. Though the council passed a resolution denouncing the raid, there's no official city sponsorship of the event. Council members and medical marijuana advocates are simply acting on their own in a public space. Some kind of space, that according to City Attorney John Barasoni. DEA spokesman Richard Meyer was surprised at the plan. He said, are you serious? That's illegal. It's like they're flouting federal law. Whew. I'm shocked that city leaders would promote the use of marijuana that way. What is that saying to our youth? Well, Dick, What it says to our youth is that when fascists begin to exceed their authority, that the people and legislators of this country should not acquiesce, but should stand up to a corrupt government, just like our Constitution tells us to do as good citizens. I'm glad I could answer the question for you, Dick. Not only that, I'm taking off the gloves. Previously, I was trying to keep people, especially younger people, functioning inside of the democratic process. They say, why should we vote? There's no one who represents our views. So now I'm going to tell them it's time to hit the streets. Imagine it. Protests at every federal building in America, demanding that we get our government back from the racketeers. It'll be just like old times, eh, Donnie? And of course, innocent protesters will get hurt by overzealous CIA agents posing as policemen, and the apathetic won't understand, but when this country and the world are saved by it, they'll understand as the truth begins to pour out, just like Vietnam. And by the way, Donnie, God told me to tell you all of that, too. It's my favorite part. I can blame it all on God. Do it for America. Do it for yourself. Do it for the world. Time to get the sock hop started. Enough is enough. I mean, if there's one lesson in life I've learned over and over again, is that you just can't rely on other people to be fair, keep their word, and follow through. You got to take the bull by the horns yourself and cause the outcome you want. Because relying on someone else to do the right thing just doesn't happen much anymore, does it, George? Lots of promises, no action. That's the real way of the world. I just don't have the time or patience to rely on other people to help anymore, so starting tomorrow, the campaign begins. By the way, put my mail back in the mailbox. It's a federal crime to take it, you know. Besides, I need the Wall Street Journal. I've got mosquitoes to kill. Let's see, who else could I possibly annoy tonight? There's a whole bunch of people I'm annoyed with today. Well, I have to admit, there was this one email with a really catchy subject line. It said, click here to commit sin. Been there, done that. You know, ever since the administration became aware of this website, I've gotten a porn ad in my email about every 4 minutes. I figure they're dumping child porn on my system so they can claim I'm a child molester or something like that. Wouldn't surprise me. They do that to people who they don't have a case on. And I can prove it. And by the way, to email marketers, I don't need to lose weight. I don't need another digital camera. I don't need free products that cost $7 each. Nor do I want to enlarge my breasts. Feeling a lot better now. Everybody ought to do this. Get your own website, publish your opinions, tell your friends, email me. I'll tell you how to get free news service from UPI and the New York Times. We can make it a new fad. Start your own website and tell the truth about our government. Only $19.95. Call now. Sounds pretty good. I can make some money that way. Could keep me off the welfare rolls. Oh yeah, why was I annoyed today? Has to do with expectations. In this case, most likely unrealistic expectations. And we all have them. We all depend on people and institutions, and every once in a while we begin to believe that we actually have a right to some expectations, but we really don't. The only authority we really have is over ourselves and our own conduct. If we don't expect ourselves to adhere to our own principles and keep our word on things, why should anyone else feel the need to reciprocate? And even if they do reciprocate, the attitude becomes, what have you done for me lately? And the end result is a society where one of the most universally accepted phrases is, that's the way it goes. And apparently it does. In the final analysis, think about this. How can you trust other people when you can't even trust yourself to keep your own word? Bottom line, I'm actually mostly annoyed at myself for having expectations and leaving in the right to them. That's part of how I get into trouble. By the way, Ezekiel also said that I shouldn't be rebellious toward my mentors. Oh well, that's the way it goes. No golden retrievers here. Maybe tomorrow I'll read Proverbs or Judges or something even more relevant, Revelations. And with that, I think I've probably given my attorney enough business for the day. Got a great music mix for you, though. It's kind of personal, but it fits the mood. And that's a wrap. This is Charles, DemocraticFundamentalism.org. Have a good night.